listener production.
Hello, Paige Busher with your local briefing. Contingencies are being considered as teachers prepare to walk off the job for half the day on Tuesday. They're taking industrial action as they fight for better pay and conditions. Director General of Education, Lisa Rogers, has told the ABC, ideally, schools will be able to remain open.
If we can't provide a duty of care, we'll have to close the school till 12:30 or 11:30 and we'll inform parents of that tomorrow. It's not a blanket approach across all schools.
Plans to reinvigorate Albany's Anzac history. The city hoping to revitalise its National Anzac Centre as it nears its 10-year anniversary. Director of Community Service Nathan Watson tells us what's in store.
Replacing some of the artefacts and upgrading technology components which are getting quite tired after 10 years of operation. But overall our aim is to diversify and improve the visitor experience, and that would include introducing some new content.
Augusta Margaret River locals will soon be able to make a splash again as the long-awaited pool reopening gets a date. The pool officially set to reopen on Monday after being closed for nearly 2 years for major renovation works. Local prisoners are giving back to the Bunbury community. Bunbury Regional Prison crews installing coastal erosion fencing along parts of Ocean Drive. In sport, the Margaret River Pro is on hold this morning. The competition has been pushed back, with the next call to be made at 12:45. Local Felicity Parmitsia says they're feeling hopeful it'll be back on later today.
We've actually got a couple of options now too. We have the permit to run at Southsides, which is a good option because it actually faces a little bit more south. It picks up a bit more swell. So hopefully, fingers crossed, we'll get a start at 1:03.
Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.